The line of the stichot I want to share with you, we say it every night in the stichot. If you take a look on the stichot for tonight, stichot liyom shlishi, shahaser divi tshuva, and this one that I'm holding up, which I hope you will have, it's on page Resh Lamed Vav. But if you looked at any other night in the stichot, you would find it there too, just on a different page. So if you open up to Resh Lamed Vav, there's a line there that caught my eye. 1998. It was the first night of Slichot in 1998. Okay? I don't think many of you remember that night. I was here in Yerushalayim. I wasn't living here yet, but I was here for the year. And on the way, I noticed something in this Slichot, and I noticed this line, and I couldn't get it out of my head. Walking here through the streets of Yerushalayim, and these words were ringing in my head. So if you're on page Resh Lamed Vav, no, Resh Lamed Zayin, in the paragraph that starts with the words Mashiach Tzidkecha. So this is already after you've already said the Slichot, and you've already done all sorts of stuff, and after Shema Kolenu, and after the Vidui, you get to Mashiach Tzidkecha. And at the end of that paragraph of Mashiach Tzidkecha, the last sentence reads as follows. Amacha v'nachlatcha, re'evei tuvcha, tzme'echa stecha, te'evei yish'echa, yakiru v'yed'u, yil Hashem Elokeinu rachamim v'asne'ot. It's one of those things that we mumble through, we're trying to catch up with everybody else. I just want to stop and focus on what re'evei tuvcha. Let's just look at those two words. What does the word ra'iv mean?
Hungry.
Hungry, starving. Hungry. So we are describing ourselves as starving. I don't remember the last time I was starving. Think of what it means to be starving. Like you haven't eaten, forget Yom Kippur. Like imagine 3 days of Yom Kippur. Then you begin to get a sense of what starving means. Re'evei tuvcha, people who are hungering and starving for Hashem's goodness. Just imagine what that feels like. Not to be hungry for food, but to be hungering for Hashem's goodness. Tzmei'ei chasdecha, people who are thirsting for Hashem's chesed. Thirsting. I need your chesed. I need your chesed. I need to feel your chesed embracing me. Te'evei, craving. Te'evei yish'echa. People who crave God's help. Crave. Crazy words. Try to imagine what it's like to be somebody, but to have an experience where you have this deep need, this deep craving, this deep desire to feel something of God's presence in your life. I walked out of Slichot on that first night. I'd never noticed the words beforehand. And I walked out and the words were just bouncing around inside my head. I had a 20-minute walk home. And by the time I got home, I had the following tune to go with these words. It's very simple. Not a complicated tune. V'yedetucha Tzmei chastecha T'yeh v'yishecha. That's the first half. V'yedetucha Tzmei chastecha T'yeh v'yishecha. Yakiru ve'yedu ki l'Hashem Elokeinu harachamim yaseh l'cha. Yakiru ve'yedu ki l'Hashem Elokeinu harachamim yaseh l'cha. V'yedetuvcha Yakiru ve'yedu ki l'Hashem Elokeinu harachamim yaseh l'cha. Yakiru ve'yedu ki l'Hashem Elokeinu harachamim yaseh l'cha. V'yedetu ka v'yechasecha. Yakiru ve'yedu in Hashem Elokeinu harachamim yaseh l'cha. Yakiru ve'yedu in Hashem Elokeinu harachamim yaseh l'cha. We should all have hunger and cravings and desires for the presence of Hashem.